Hello, cowboys and cowgirls, pirates, lost sailors, over the oceans, the seas of love, interdimensional beings. Well, in fact, intermediate beings, eh? Intermediate and also pre-intermediate beings of English learning. The Simple English Listening podcast is back. Welcome back, everybody. And now we have online activities, free online activities, exciting reading, vocabulary, grammar, writing and speaking and more, available through the link, the Google Forms link in this podcast description and on the Facebook. So click on the link and enjoy the activities that I've made. It took a long time to make the activities, but it's for you and it's made from love. I'll be releasing an online worksheet on Google Forms. So for now on, with every new podcast release, and this is a chance for you to deepen your knowledge and all of your English skills, not just listening and speaking. But we'll come back to this online activities, yeah? And they're amazing. I'm just really excited by them. I feel like I'm going to explode or rip my shirt off like Hulk Hogan, that wrestler. Okay, right, the podcast. Back to the podcast. Okay, we will continue releasing new podcast episodes every first day of the month, just like before, every first day of the month. And from September, we'll do two podcasts every month. How amazing is that? So the 1st and the 15th of every month from September, we'll be doing two podcasts every month. So I'm looking forward to seeing this podcast. Hopefully it can grow a bit and become more of a part of people's learning experience, giving people value for their time and efforts learning English. Okay, so for this next season, we have many topics in mind for this season. So we'll look at the environment, science, technology, AI, cryptocurrency, gene sequencing, metaverses, and all new technologies, the lost city of Atlantis and lost civilizations, philosophy, there are different ways of thinking from different cultures, the new information about UFOs, now that the US government officially recognizes them, that they do exist, and now working out, like, what are they? They are there. But what are they? Also, we'll look at different tribes and cultures from around the world, similar to the National Geographic magazine. New ways of thinking from all around the world. Of course, there'll be more tips on how to learn language. We'll look at some inspirational people, animals, yes, beautiful animals and nature, and many, many more topics to expand your mind, to blow your mind, and together we can learn about the world, all in simple, simplified English. Learning about the weird and wonderful world we all share, and learning English at the same time, which is what this podcast is all about. So please remember to subscribe, click the bell on YouTube, and or leave a review if you're enjoying this podcast so others can join us. And of course, it inspires me to continue. And so back to the surprise, the new surprise for you and the main surprise and improvement for all future podcasts is also made with my own hands, with tender, loving care, is the activities on the Google Quiz worksheet, okay? As I mentioned before. So there'll be a Google Quiz with every podcast. It'll be a beautiful 300 to 400 words of reading, a reading based on a topic from one of the podcasts. This way you can deepen your learning and knowledge and, of course, as always, learn English at the same time. Each worksheet will be a Google quiz. We'll have a reading which will be either B1 level or B2 English level reading. This is the Cambridge levels, so either pre-intermediate or intermediate level. There will be true or false, as well as multiple choice questions and gap fills for all your different reading and reading key skills that are also used in TOEFL and TOEIC and major English exams. But we'll try to make it fun and enjoyable. Reading skills such as reading for gist, reading for specific information, reading for a deeper understanding, inferring, so inference questions where you guess the answers by the information that's there, paraphrasing, identifying reference and sequence, so many kinds of questions. All based on the same topics as in the podcasts, so hopefully interesting for you. From the reading in every lesson, we'll lift about 8 to 10 new vocabulary items and do different exercises to build your vocabulary. Also, we'll identify key intermediate or pre-intermediate grammar points, such as relative clauses or a new verb tense or something like that. We'll look at one grammar point in every worksheet, which will be lifted from the reading, and do a few exercises where you find the grammar point in the text and learn to use it yourself. I've been doing this kind of thing for years, guys, right? I've been making curriculum for years here in Vietnam, and I've been a teacher for like 12 years now. So this is all of some of my best activity ideas, all in a worksheet, okay? For you. And at the end of the worksheet, you'll practice your writing skills by answering a debate question coming from the podcast's topic. And it won't be too long, about 50 words, but it's nice to practice your English skills doing a more free writing activity based on the prompt, the stimulus of the topic. For this section, I'll give you key phrases to help you express your opinion in English. And each worksheet should take you about 30 to 45 minutes. And you can do it more than one study session, you know. So if you like, 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, you know, relax. You can do it all in your own time. Actually, breaking it up into smaller sessions will actually help you remember the new knowledge better, because a spaced repetition is better for your memory. In fact, psychologically. So anyway, the reading will be graded to your intermediate and pre-intermediate level, and you'll be looking over the text many times, looking for different things. I mean, collectively, you'll be looking at like thousands of words to your level in English. This is amazing practice, and most importantly, the optimal, the perfect source of comprehensible input, which is the learning method that we use on this podcast and have always used: passive input, reading and listening to the correct level for you, which is just one small level higher than your level for pre-intermediate, intermediate learners. That's the optimum level for learning. That's what you hear in this podcast, and that's what you'll read on the worksheet. So there we have it, okay? The worksheets will be released with a podcast on every first day of the month, and the first day is today. How exciting. So follow the link, enjoy, complete the quiz, and let me know what you think and if it helped you. The link is in the description of the podcast, and it's also available on the wall of the Simple English Listening Facebook page. Because also a second bit of great news, may I add, is from September we'll be doing 2 podcasts per month and also 2 worksheets per month. I can't do it now because my job is like super busy. A little catch up with me. So yeah, my job's super busy right now until then. And I'm going to go to Canada in July and August to visit all of my cousins, aunts, uncles, because I'm originally from Canada, as you may or may not know. Born in Toronto, Toronto, as they say over there, to an English mother and an Italian father. And we moved to southern England, to Bournemouth, when I was about 8 years old in 1992. So, once every few years, I fly there to do the rounds, to see all my cousins, uncles, aunts, blah, blah, blah. Everyone, you know, to say hello and all that. And, yeah, my work is, like, so busy until then, too. Why? We have something called English Day here at the Korean International School of Hanoi, where I work. It's in Vietnam. So we organize debates, presentations, and songs and skits where the students can show off. And we celebrate their English skills. As usual, I'm in charge of song and skit, so I sit up in the sound tower and I help the students, help them discover the confidence to do a rocking show. Although they nearly always do, like, you know, really bad, like top 10 pop songs. I guess we'll see what songs they turn up with this time. But, yeah. So in summary, one podcast and one worksheet per month from now until September, on the first day of every month. And then from September, we'll do two podcasts per month and two worksheets per month. Everything is free now. And the podcasts will always be free. But I'm thinking about making a Patreon for the worksheets from September. And so they might cost $3 or $4 per month, but I haven't finalized the details yet, and I'll see how people like them first. Hopefully I'll be able to stop having to work full-time so I can concentrate on my podcast, finally, and do it full-time to give you my all. Because actually this podcast is more rewarding than working at a school, and it goes out to many more people than the 150 students that I teach at school, which consumes 8 hours of my day, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. So please do the worksheet and let me know what you think. At the end of it, there's a small feedback box where you can write what you thought of it. Was it a valuable experience? And help me improve them to make them ever more beautiful, educational, more achievable and rewarding English practice for everyone, for all the family. Another thing about the worksheets is it provides you with reading that's the perfect level for you. Well, I think I already said all of this. It's like different activities, so you'll be rereading the same text again and again, but in different contexts for different reasons. As we said, this is a great source of comprehensible input. Yeah, reading the same material, that's just one level above your level. That's interesting for you. This helps you pick up the language naturally. Yeah? Okay. Reading at the correct level really is the best practice you can do. Why? Because most people are visual learners. They learn by what they see. There's different kinds of learners. Visual, auditory, which is learning by sound, kinesthetic, which means learning by feel, but most people are visual learners. The first worksheet relates to a podcast episode I did in April 2021 about sleep, the science of sleep, how important sleep is, and how we can sleep better. The worksheet for this week's episode is in B1 level English, which is intermediate one, lower intermediate, basically. So you'll learn information that could improve your life. Yeah? Okay, so now I'll finally shut up. I'll shut the hell up about the worksheet, I promise. Because I know I've been going on about the worksheet for about 15 minutes. But it's exciting for me. Something new. So there you have it, my friends. Let me know what you think. Lots of love to all of you. Well, right now, actually, I'm packing, trying to get this podcast out as soon as possible. I live in Vietnam, as many of you know. I'm soon, tomorrow morning, going to a town in the central highlands, in the mountains, in the center of the country. It's called Bwon Ma Thuot, something like that. Famous for coffee, and you have hill tribes and mountain people around there, and they dress in the real traditional, like old school costumes. Well, for them, it's not costumes, it's how they normally dress. And they use elephants over there, apparently. Well, at least they did. Elephants to lift things and do work and provide transport. And the food uses bamboo quite a lot in their cooking. They have a catfish hot pot, a classic around there. And insects, like spiders and silkworms and cicadas, are a prominent source of protein over there. So maybe we'll see spider hot pot. I'm not sure if that's in that part of the country, but I know that in the northwest part of the country, that does in fact exist. Imagine. Okay, see you guys. So please remember to leave a review or subscribe if this podcast brings you joy, value, and entertainment. Okay, see you next episode on the 1st of June. Okay, see you guys.